Hello and welcome to the Sam Knows podcast. I'm Barry Collins. For 15 years, Sam Knows has helped broadband providers accurately measure the real customer experience on their networks. Now, a new initiative will make it easier than ever for ISPs and router manufacturers to start working with Sam Knows. For the first time, Sam Knows Software Agent is being integrated into Qualcomm's Software Development Kit, or QSDK. This will have many benefits for Sam Knows customers, not least massively reducing the amount of time it takes to integrate the Sam Knows agent into millions of routers. In this podcast, I'm going to be joined by Sam Knows CEO Alex Salter, who will explain how Sam Knows has reached this point and the huge benefits the QSDK integration will deliver for Sam Knows customers. I'll also be joined by Sam Knows lead integrations engineer, Ben Janoff, who will explain precisely how the integration into the QSDK works and give us the technical detail that Sam Knows customers crave. First, I started by asking Alex how the Sam Knows agent has evolved over the company's 15-year history.
When we started, we didn't really have a concept of an agent. We were shipping these hardware devices called white boxes. And then actually over time, when we wanted to push updates to those, we started to think about how we could update those or the software on those. And then that's when we started to separate out this concept of an agent.
So separating out the agent has helped put Sam Knows in a position where it can now integrate its software into the Qualcomm SDK?
Well, that's right. But it wasn't a jump from the white boxes to being available in the Qualcomm QSDK. There was this transitional period where we started to embed the agent into routers. And obviously that wouldn't have been possible if we hadn't started to separate this software out as a separate package in and of itself. Now, one of the things that happened when we were doing that is we started to introduce version control. We started to look at how we could push updates. We thought about security. And really what we were working there is how could we have this agent running simultaneously on 100 million devices around the world. And that's the hard miles that we did in between when we started with the white box and right the way through to this integration with Qualcomm now.
One of the big challenges that Sam Knows has faced over the years is delivering software that is compatible with all the different broadband routers on the market worldwide. I asked Alex to expand on how the company has dealt with that.
That's been a huge challenge, not just for us, but for the industry. And if you set out with a goal to have the agent running on as many devices as possible, not just routers, but in vehicles, in smartphones, in any kind of devices, internet-enabled devices, that's the thing you're going to encounter, technical fragmentation. But we've become incredibly adept at dealing with that fragmentation and also making sure the agent is designed in a way where we don't fundamentally change the agent or the way the agent works. We want to be able to compare the results from device A with device B without having had to change the agent. So we've become very good at that.
So, as we know, the Sam Knows agent is being integrated into the Qualcomm SDK. But what is an SDK? I asked Ben Janoff to explain.
If you're a manufacturer making a router, you know these are highly complex devices, and they've got many, many different parts. And at the very heart of them is normally an applications processor. And the company that's making the router, they're not necessarily wanting to develop absolutely everything for their system from scratch themselves. So they typically lean on existing software components that are well-tuned for the specific hardware platform that they're using. So if you buy a Qualcomm chip and you're going to put a Qualcomm chip in your router, when you start working, Qualcomm will send you what's called the QSDK. So I believe the Q stands for Qualcomm. And SDK is a fairly common phrase. It's the software development kit. And it's everything you need to get started building your software platform that's going to run on your router. So it comes with a compiler that lets you take source code in C or C++ or maybe other languages and compile it for your specific router. It comes with lots of pre-configured dependency libraries. These are kind of multi-purpose, useful Swiss Army knife-like software functions that come in handy for lots of different things that you might want to put on your router. So when you buy a chip and you're going to start developing the software for your router, you're not starting from scratch. You've kind of got a base layer that you're working with. And in the case of a Qualcomm chip, in the case of this Qualcomm chip, that's QSDK 12.
Before we can begin to explore the benefits of integrating the Sam Knows agent into the QSDK, we first need to understand how things work currently when a broadband provider or router manufacturer wants to integrate the agent into their customers' routers. Over to Ben to explain the process.
So there's not really a one-size-fits-all process. It can be quite complicated. It takes twists and turns, and it is different for every device. One of the main things I would point out is that there's just a lot of fragmentation and a lot of difference between different platforms, and that's one of the dominant effects we feel while we're working on router integrations. But the overall process goes something like this. It would start off with an agreement that's normally between three different parties. It's between us at Samnose, between the ISP, and the manufacturer of the device. And our work really kicks off when we receive the hardware sample and something that we call the toolchain. And the most important thing really is the compiler. So that's what lets us take our source code and compile it for the specific device that we're going to be integrating into. We adapt the toolchain into our build system, and we do some customization of the agent for this specific device. So we have to teach our agent how to look at the system and detect what the current network configuration is. And we have to tell the agent what model name to use when it's activating and reporting results and things like that. So once we've done our customization and we have the toolchain that we've been given adapted to our build system, we build a candidate release and we do a big amount of testing. We do quality assurance testing. We fix any issues that come up, and then we release our agent back to the manufacturer. And the manufacturer or the ISP will then create a full system image, a full release of the whole software for the whole router that includes our agent. They do their own testing on that and they deploy it. So it's a many-step process and it's passing back and forth between us and them.
What are the drawbacks to the current way of doing things?
There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of passing items between us and the ISP or the manufacturer. And this can cause a lot of slowdown. And kind of the most difficult aspect of this is normally that thing I mentioned earlier, the tool chain. In order to build our software for the ISP's specific router, we have to know a lot about it. We have to know what exact options all of their software was built with. And we have to know which software libraries that we depend on they've included, and we have to know where to find them. And getting all of that out of the ISP can be quite a challenging thing. And this is one of the key areas where it's different for lots of different devices and lots of different manufacturers. And this is one of the things that causes us a lot of pain and why we're excited for alternatives like we're talking about today with the QSDK partnership.
How will things improve for Samnose customers with the integration into the QSDK? Back to Alex to spell out the key benefits.
It just means that everything accelerates. Samnose is already available in devices that have the Qualcomm chipset, but we go through an integration process which might take a few weeks. This means that anyone with a Qualcomm chipset in a router or any other device can just pick Samnose from a console, and then once they've done that, the Samnose application or the agent will just start working and people can start collecting performance data. So really the main benefit here is for not necessarily for Qualcomm or from Samnose, but to our mutual customers. So the customers that want to run performance measurements in their devices. It's just super fast. We can have a call in the morning and then by the afternoon, someone can be running tests. And this is happening already. We have devices which we have done an integration into, and the ISP contacts us and they say, can we enable the agent that's in this device? And we say, sure, because we've already done a pre-configuration. But this is on a much wider scale because we're talking about any device that runs this Qualcomm chipset.
So let's dig deeper into how being part of the QSDK makes things easier for companies wanting to run Samnose tests on their router equipment. Here's Ben Janoff with the technical detail.
So for manufacturers who want to include the Samnose agent in their firmware, who are able to use our QSDK build, they have a much easier experience. So when they come to build their firmware image for the first time, they start working with their toolchain, their SDK, the QSDK specifically, they receive from Qualcomm. And in there, they'll just find a single option that they can select. And if they select that option, it will include the Samnose agent in their router. So when they click that button, it will connect to our servers. It will get the latest version that we've released for that platform. And then it will automatically configure the whole system to include everything that our agent needs. And it will all be somewhere that our agent knows how to find it. So a lot of the back and forth that I mentioned as being an issue is now no longer an issue. They just have a much simpler time is kind of the main benefit. You know, there's no need for them to send us a toolchain. There's no need for them to wait for one of our engineers to become free to do the customization. we've already done the QA testing on this device, so we know that our tests will work. They have a much more straightforward process of opting in via this configuration flag, and that results in essentially a quicker time to market for them. And that's the number one benefit, is that they don't have to wait for us, we don't have to wait for them. It just all flows a lot smoother.
Integration into the QSDK doesn't make the SoundNose agent any less flexible. Ben explains how the agent can be configured to the customer's needs.
So there's a whole set of detail in the documentation that comes with the package of the router agent when it's downloaded into their QSDK. But in literal terms, it's a configuration file, and there's many different ways they could use the configuration file. They could have a program they write themselves that makes the config file on a per device basis, or they could have a static configuration file that they include that's the same on almost every device. And in terms of how they can instruct the agent, we try to be as flexible as possible, so they can choose to directly put in the information we need. So they could just write in the config file, you look at this interface to find the internet, you look at this file to find the MAC address. Or they could tell us, if you run this command, then it will tell you what the MAC address is. So we try and be flexible and allow for as many different types of use cases possible when this customization is offered.
One key factor that's worth noting is that broadband providers or router manufacturers don't have to be immediately ready to start running SoundNose tests the moment they create their router software. They can install the SoundNose agent from the QSDK and then start running tests whenever they're ready, at some point in the future.
The agent won't do anything unless it's told. So if they want, they can enable the SoundNose agent and just leave it there, sitting quietly in the background, and it won't do anything. And when they decide they're interested, at any point, they can get in touch with someone at SoundNose, and we can help them come up with a test schedule that suits their particular use case. And the schedule will define things like which tests to run, how often to run them, whether or not they want the tests to be instantly run when the user asks for it, or only run on a schedule, which servers to test against, and things like that. And we can configure all of that for them at any point down the line. You don't have to decide these things in advance. Once the agent is up and running, it's very flexible to be told what to do at any time later, even when it's sitting in a customer's house.
But Ben has a key piece of configuration advice for customers thinking of using the SoundNose agent.
When the manufacturer is setting up their configuration for their particular device, one thing we really strongly recommend is that they make sure that the MAC address that they tell the agent about is the same one that's on the sticky label for their device. Because then, even after the device is in a customer's home, if a customer can report a MAC address from the label, then the ISP or the operator can correlate that MAC address with the device in the SoundNose backend and can make specific changes to what that device is doing at any point, no matter how much time has passed since the QSDK build happened. Could be many months ago. Once that agent is running in that device, as long as they know which device they want and that all comes back to their configuration, then they can make as many changes to the agent behavior as they like.
Which version of the QSDK will customers find the SoundNose agent in?
So currently we're only going to be in QSDK 12. But now that we've got these ISP-facing customization tools available, we're definitely keen to backport to maybe QSDK 11. And we'd really like to work with Qualcomm about supporting other of their chipsets in the future. You know, at the moment, we're only looking at the IPQ95 series. You know, we really think this approach is the future for integrating the agent, and we want to extend it as widely as possible.
As Ben says, being part of the QSDK is a huge step forward for SoundNose and its customers. I concluded by asking Alex what it felt like for SoundNose to be working with a multinational giant such as Qualcomm.
I consider us very fortunate, but also we have worked very hard to become very good at something that is very niche. And so we are considered to be specialists in this area, and we really work hard to make ourselves very easy to work with, and our work is of a very high standard, and that's why companies like Qualcomm want to work with SoundNose.
That's it for this episode of the SoundNose podcast. Make sure to read the article that accompanies this podcast at soundnose.com/spotlight. Until next time, goodbye.